This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The noon sun was dazzling, reflecting off hundreds of yellow shirts. But not all those there for the disabilities rally could ascend the Capitol steps. Jamie Duplichen of Lafayette, for example, was one of dozens in wheelchairs.
Well, last year made 25 years that the ADA has been around, and it should have definitely made this accessible.
They weren't there to talk about accessibility. They were there to fight for waivers.
Without the waivers that we're fighting for now, I would probably be in a nursing home because my parents are too old to take care of me anymore.
Governor John Bel Edwards told them,
Louisiana quite simply isn't doing all that it can and should for people with disabilities these days. But that's why you have to be here, because you're not an option. You are a priority, and I like your side very much right there.
Meanwhile, in a sub-basement committee room, Higher Education Commissioner Joseph Rallo explained what college and university budgets are facing.
So we've been told to plan roughly for an 8 to 10% reduction on $750 million, as well as a reduction in TOPS, which is approximately an 80% cut.
Representative John Schroeder was unfazed.
My concern is, where are the new ideas? Where's the vision? What are we doing to recreate ourselves?
Outside, across the lawn, under a massive canopy, oil and gas industry representatives were having lunch. The governor told them,
while I did call for shared sacrifice, I know that now is not the time to try to extract more revenue from the oil and gas industry.
The question remains, who will pay and for what? For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.